2, 4, 6, 8, we ain't gonna integrate.
2, 4, 6, 8, we ain't gonna integrate.
I tried to see a friendly face somewhere in the mob. Anybody who maybe would help. I looked into the face of an old woman, but when I looked at her again, she spat on me. I turned back to the guards, but their faces told me I wouldn't get any help from them. Then I looked down the block and saw a bench at the bus stop. If only I can get there, I will be safe. I don't know why the bench seemed a safe place to me, but I started walking towards it. I tried to close my mind to what they were shouting.
If we let them in, next thing they'll be marrying our daughters.
Just let those niggers show up. Just let them try.
And kept saying to myself, if only I can make it to the bench, I'll be safe.
Democrat photographer Will Counts.
As I watched and composed the photographs, I didn't know what might happen after each step Elizabeth took. The mob became increasingly strident, and while I saw no one attempt to strike Elizabeth, that possibility was always present.
Eleanor Roosevelt, Washington, D.C.
Within all of us, there are two sides. One reaches for the stars. The other descends to the level of the beasts. The picture of the mobs in Little Rock shows clearly that the beast in us was predominant.
Martin Luther King Jr., telegram to the White House.
Mr. President, if the federal government fails to take a strong, positive stand at this time, it will set the process of integration back 50 years.
No one in authority in this city tried to control and draw out the best in people instead of the worst. That is the sad thing about it. Not even the few courageous ministers could kindle even a spark of courage which would have turned the tide.
If only I can make it to the bench, I'll be safe.
Arkansas Gazette.
Grand Forks, North Dakota. Associated Press. Trumpet player Louis Satchmo Armstrong said he's given up plans for a government-sponsored trip to Russia because...
The way they're treating my people in the South, the government can go to hell. It's getting almost so bad, a colored man hasn't got any country.
The Negro entertainer said... One official at the State Department commented gloomily that the Russian propagandist undoubtedly would seize on Armstrong's words. The Reds have been pounding away at the school integration problems in the South as evidence of American intolerance of colored peoples.
The people over there ask me, what's wrong with my country? What am I supposed to say?
If only I can make it to the bench, I will be safe.